specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Jill Powell with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, Congressman Glenn Ivey, and more than 59 other lawmakers are pressing the Trump administration to reinstate federal employees who work for agencies funded by user fees. The lawmakers sent a letter to the Office of Management and Budget Director saying the fee-funded agencies are unaffected by the lapse in appropriations caused by the shutdown, and laying them off and withholding pay is unjustified. The Wicomico County Sheriff's Office is investigating how a pickup truck ended up fully submerged in the water near the Mardella boat ramp. The Mardella Springs Volunteer Fire Company received a report of a truck in the water, and emergency crews were called to the scene. Divers went into the water and determined there was no one inside the truck. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is scheduled to host a public safety roundtable with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson this morning. The meeting is expected to highlight community violence intervention strategies in both cities. Starting on sports and Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Crisis averted for now.
Kohler go with a big formation, fake the handoff. Huntley looks the other way. Wide open! Touchdown! It's Kohler for Baltimore!
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS. Charlie Kohler's 10-yard score made it a two-score game midway through the fourth, capitalizing on a key Nate Wiggins interception as the Ravens snap a four-game losing streak with a much-needed 30-16 win over the Bears. Post-game reaction first from the podium, head coach John Harbaugh.
Great victory. Very proud of our guys. Very excited for the outcome. Also, very impressed with the process.
Derrick Henry with two rushing scores, passing Walter Payton on the all-time list.
I'm always going to give homage to the one that came before me. Such a cool thing. I've been blessed with the teammates and coaches I had throughout the year, so reach that milestone. But still more to do, and you know, looking forward to being better.
And Tyler Huntley was the star. 17 for 22, 186 and a score, 53 more on the ground. Here's Snoop on his good fortune.
I'm just blessed and thank God that I'm here with the Ravens.
Smiling ear to ear, you can hear it in his voice. Baltimore now 2-5 on the season with a quick turnaround at Miami on Thursday night. Elsewhere, the Ravens getting help in the division. Packers put up 28 in the second half last night. They beat the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers 35-25. Jets rallied to beat Cincinnati and Joe Flacco 39-38. And the Patriots take care of the Browns 32-13 despite five sacks from Myles Garrett. Coming up in 30 minutes, it looks like the Orioles' managerial search may be over. And that is Stein on Sports.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
And now here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Center, we're getting ready for a mild day with temperatures reaching the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll stay below average, but we'll have plenty of sunshine. We drop to the 30s and 40s tonight, then it's back to the upper 50s tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 44 degrees in Baltimore and 43 in Ellicott City. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Gosh, it's October 27th. October flew by. Man, oh, man. I hope you had a great weekend. And if you were on the road, the Baltimore region, take a deep breath, okay? Just take a deep breath. Understand you'll get there when God wants you to get there. Let me tell you, it is crazy on the road this morning. Of course, 695 is all backed up, which I'm sure you've been hearing about all morning long. But take your time and make sure you pay attention, because I also saw another accident as we were trying to bail out of the traffic from the large accident because somebody wasn't paying attention. Obviously, it ran to the back of someone else. So just be careful out there, please. It's craziness. We had a lot to talk about today, a lot of local stories. I've got an update on one of the stories that we talked about with Brian Fletcher, actually, from Free State. That had to do with the jewelry shop owner in Canton. Yes, there's an update on that one. Also, mass shootings over the weekend at two HBCUs during their homecoming celebrations. Excuse me. Of course, the government is still shut down. A lot of talks about that. Mom Donnie making a lot of headlines. You know, I still believe that he's going to win that New York City mayoral race. And just kind of like taking that in and understanding like that could actually be reality. It's like, wow, where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? I saw people posting over the weekend, because, of course, right now you've got early voting happening. And you've got all these young people that are posting, you know, kind of like, remember during the COVID vaccine shot era? Remember they were all posting with their little stickers, I got my vaccine, I got my booster shot, you know? And they're all posting it, right? It's like, like I really don't care. I mean, what happened to HIPAA? I don't care. But, you know, you got all these people posting now, and they're all very young. And they're like, I just voted for Mom Donnie. And it's just like, wow, this is wild. He has convinced young people that socialism is a good idea. And a lot of these young people, if you look at their bios, they go to Ivy League schools, right? They might be, you know, graduates, recent graduates of really great high schools, you know, in certain areas. And you're just like, wow, this is crazy to me that this is a well-educated person. Yet they went out and voted for a guy that quite literally has on his platform that he is going to tax whiter neighborhoods more than predominantly black or neighborhoods of color, because he believes that the white people can deal with the higher tax a bit better. And like, and you, look, you have white kids posted, I just voted for Mom Donnie. Really? Really? Boy, are you stupid. You know, and so look, I've said this before, you know, some of these places, and even here in Baltimore, they're going to have to hit rock bottom to truly get it. And I think that's what happened in New Jersey. It's like they've hit rock bottom, and now you've got Jack Cinerelli, who's, it looks like he's going to pull this out, pull it through. But, you know, it really does sometimes take that much. And so even though you've got a lot of people, you know, the scary part about New York City is you've got a lot of people now, you know, realizing that he's going to win, and they're moving. And they're moving to states that we love, you know? It's like, wait a minute. I don't really want you to move to Florida. I don't. Nobody ever said that. I mean, it's like, where else can you go? Can I help you look? You know? Because, you know, they're going to get down to Florida. They're going to take all their ideas and all their liberal antics, and they're going to get down there, and they're going to, you know, their families, their kids are getting older. Next thing you know, they're liberal activists, you know, marching in the streets of Florida. Black Lives Matter. You know, it's like, no. Keep that in New York. Keep that in New York. Blocking highways, sitting on the middle of the, in the middle of the road. keep that in New York, all right? We don't want any parts of that anywhere else. We really don't. We're going to talk about Mamdani, of course. We're also going to talk about a nonprofit that we've talked about in the past here in the Baltimore region called We Are Us. And we're going to talk about this at 11 o'clock hour because apparently We Are Us is scheduled to get a huge check from our great executive, Governor Wes Moore. The only problem is We Are Us hasn't filed any paperwork since 2022. And so it's kind of like, wait a minute. And when I say a huge check, I'm talking $6 million, $6 million taxpayer dollars. That's what Governor Wes Moore is slated to give We Are Us, who, in my mind, is quite literally delinquent. So why would the governor give a delinquent nonprofit $6 million? And that's on top of the money that they're slated to receive from Mayor Brandon Scott. We're going to talk about that. Right now, I think anything in Maryland, when it comes to using our tax dollars, the way things are run, it's just, I hate to keep using this word, but it is true. It's ghetto. It's ghetto. Like, it's like, wait a minute. You can't file your paperwork? You've got people literally, quite literally, that's on the payroll at your nonprofit, and this is quite literally their job. To make sure that your filings is in good standing. And that's not happening? Why is that person on the payroll? Where is the other money coming in from? Are you giving them receipts? Who's making donations? Are you really tax exempt? Are you telling people you're tax exempt? I mean, the whole thing is wild. You're not even filing a 990? Really? Anyways, we're going to talk about that at 11 o'clock hour. And this is something that I can talk about in depth because, as you guys, many of you know, I ran a nonprofit for 8 years. And, of course, we always had our paperwork in good standing. And if we didn't bring in a lot of money, we still filed our 990. And I was lucky enough to be married to a CPA where we didn't miss any deadlines. Okay? That's how you do it. You make sure that you have somebody there that's a part of the team to make sure all of this is handled. And if you can't do that, you can't do the basics, you shouldn't receive $6 million from the state of Maryland. I mean, let's be real. Let's be real on that one. But I wanted to start the show talking about something that is truly tragic. I know time and time again we hear from Mayor Brandon Scott and Governor Wes Moore. Meanwhile, you probably heard Mayor Brandon Scott. Right now, he's in a meeting, you know, this live meeting. He has the press there with Mayor Brandon Johnson from Chicago. Some people are calling it the meaning of dumb and dumber, you know. I can understand that. They're talking about crime and violence. See, you got two mayors from two of the most dangerous cities in America coming together with the meeting of the minds. It's like, wait a minute. Why wouldn't you invite somebody that actually has their crime under control? I mean, at this point, why not invite, you know, leaders from third world countries? I mean, it's the same damn thing. Oh, man. You know, and people, look, I know they don't want to come on my show, and I know I give, you know, Democrats a hard time, but can you blame me? Like, look at the situation. Can you blame me? I mean, I know I laugh about it a lot, but can you blame me? I mean, really? What are we doing here? What is this? And it looks like, you know, I feel as though that Legoland could be ran better than this. When I used to watch Paw Patrol with Olivia, I used to watch Paw Patrol, and I'm thinking, you know what? Mayor Bowser with Paw Patrol, she's better than this. I mean, it's just, I'd rather have Chase on the case. I mean, it's that bad at this point. It's so bad that a 7-year-old boy riding in a car with his family was shot by a stray bullet over the weekend. But we don't need the National Guard, right? No. Why don't you go ahead and take a listen?
Toy, this is such a scary situation.
Kyrie, bullets don't have eyes. It's unfortunately a saying that's holding true in this situation, as Baltimore police tell us a 7-year-old little boy was just riding in his family member's vehicle when he was hit and injured by at least one of those bullets. Evidence markers on the surface of Reisterstown Road in the middle of a taped-off crime scene in North Baltimore.
We heard it, and we thought it was fireworks or something.
Jessica Hoyt hearing at least three gunshots around 5:30 Saturday evening.
It's literally 10 feet from our house.
And those bullets, police say, killing a man and injuring an innocent bystander. Investigators say that innocent bystander, a 7-year-old little boy who was the passenger in a car just driving by, he was caught in the crossfire.
The young male that was shot, he was a passenger inside of a vehicle that was traveling down the road. It was an innocent bystander. He was not part of anything that was involving the adult male.
The shooting causing police to block off a large section of Reisterstown Road, right in between Hip Hop Fish and Chicken and Druid Hill Park, for several hours. Both police and Mayor Brandon Scott now urging the public to help them find the person who pulled the trigger.
This is also why we have to bring this person in, because that person could have shot in God knows how many people are driving in cars, and we have to remove people like this who will take someone's life and injure someone else, injure a child. We have to remove them from the streets as quickly as possible.
It's scary. We moved here to get away from that kind of stuff, so kind of second guessing the move, to be honest.
And as we heard the mayor there say, they are still searching for a shooter or possible shooters tonight. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them. Tor Yorgi, TV 11 News.
All right, and there you hear it. A 7-year-old shot just riding by in a family member's car. A 7-year-old. Yet they still don't know whether or not, because of course I got up this morning and I was looking through the reports to see whether or not the guy that was killed, was he the intended target? They still don't know. They still don't know. The only thing they know is that this happened right by Hip Hop Chicken. And that this kid was riding by in a car and bullets were flying, spraying across the air and hit the kid and through the car. This is so sad, yet it's so irritating and frustrating. Hopefully this kid makes a full recovery, right? But then you have Mayor Brandon Scott show up. I don't know why he was dressed like the WB frog. Did anybody else see the clip? He had on this green suit with this wooden bow tie. Is that the new thing or something? Was it a Halloween costume? It was at an event with a wooden bow tie. Where the hell? Anyway. Meanwhile, you got all these comments. They were like, meanwhile, he's always got like the police jacket zip up on. Not that night. Not that night. He had to show up in his $164,000 armored SUV. He's not going to get shot on the streets. Not while riding in his car. 7-year-old? Yes. The mayor? No. He shows up, jumps out of the car, and then he says, oh, we vow to make sure that we get who's ever involved. You did the same thing, Mayor. The same thing after the Brooklyn Day shooting. How long ago was that? You still do not know who murdered two young people and who shot 28 other people. You said the same thing then. You were going to get to the bottom of it. Still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. And not only that, it doesn't seem like you care. When's the last time the mayor has mentioned the Brooklyn Day shooting? Anybody? Anyone? Bueller? Exactly. Meanwhile, I saw a post, the young lady that passed away, Aaliyah, her mother, Aaliyah Gonzalez is her name. Her mother had a post over the weekend I saw on Instagram. She's still vowing to find who killed her daughter. Only 18 years old, just graduated high school, headed to college at the Brooklyn Day party, shot and killed. Just hanging out with friends. Wasn't involved in any gang-related activity or any of the criminal activity that was going on there. But Safe Streets is great. The mayor's going to get to the bottom of it. All that good stuff, right? Right. We've heard it before, Mayor Brandon Scott. And then you have the nerve to bring in the Chicago mayor this morning so you guys can talk about how you can address crime. Two idiots meeting together in two of the most dangerous cities in America, possibly the whole world. Because remember, you've got Baltimore City is much more dangerous than El Salvador, Guatemala, Guam. Think of all those cities down there. Baltimore City is much more dangerous. And so is Chicago. But those two are getting together to solve the crime problem. A waste of taxpayer dollars. All right, when we get back, we'll talk more about this. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Now, of course, we got to get to our friend Tim Herb. He's with RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. A lot of going on, especially in regards to China. Tim, I was waiting all morning to talk to you so you can give us the details.
Good morning to you, by the way, Kim. Happy morning. Monday. I was hoping you'd say you were waiting all weekend.
Yeah.
The good news, not just all morning.
Yes, that's
right?
Exactly what I meant, Tim. Yep.
So, hey, we actually had an amazing week last week. I didn't get a chance. Obviously, you know, I talked to you all on Friday morning, not knowing what the market's going to do last Friday into the close, Kim. And lo and behold, we had a fantastic week last week. Stocks coming off of a bullish week. All three of the U.S. major indices hit record highs, which, you know, you have to say, okay, it's you know, unusual to have one or two indices or indexes hit all-time highs, Kim, but to have all of the major indexes together hit all-time highs in the same day is pretty remarkable. With the Dow Jones posting its first ever record close above 47,000 points, it finished Friday, Kim, at 47,207. The S&P 500 just hit 6,800 and then pulled back just under 6,800, actually to finish specifically at 6,791. And then, of course, we had the NASDAQ hitting its record high as well. And then also, I should note that the Russell 2000 hit a fresh record close as well. So the Dow was up 2.2% last week, Kim. S&P 500 up 1.9%. NASDAQ up 2.3%. And the Russell up 2.5%. And everyone's feeling great, right? Last week, we had big technology names, most notably Amazon was the standout last week, up about 5%, 5.2%. Tesla was down last week about 1.3%. And then we go into the weekend. And what happens, of course, you know, we're having that tension, like you mentioned, between China and the U.S. on tariff talk. But then Trump, President Trump, comes out on Saturday and throws an additional 10% tariff on Canada imports for not pulling that TV ad that we talked about late last week, yeah, featuring former President Ronald Reagan knocking tariffs. And so that created some turmoil over the weekend. And then, of course, we get, you know, here this morning, some news from President Trump in regards to his discussions, you know, with President Xi. And he quoted, and I should quote, President Trump saying, "I have a lot of respect for President Xi, and we're going to come away with the deal," end quote. He said that actually today from Air Force One. So now the markets are reacting positively, even though the two haven't necessarily met. There's kind of at a truce or at a standstill. We're hoping there's some positive talk between the two in developing some type of a framework, if we can, you know, between both countries. And that being said, Kim, Dow futures are reacting positively here to that talk. It seems like anything mentioning, you know, a truce or things going well with the trade discussions between China and the U.S. are boding well for the markets. Dow futures, Kim, are up 249 points here this Monday morning pre-market. S&P 500 up 56 points, and the heavily technology-based index, it's up a whopping 327 points here thus far pre-market, coming off again of a great week last week where the markets all hit all-time record highs. Big news here tomorrow and through Wednesday, we've got the Federal Reserve Open Market, the Fed Open Market Committee meeting, the Fed meeting this week. There's a possibility, we talked about the slightly cooler than expected inflation data last week, so there's all eyes pointing to the Fed on Wednesday to see if they're going to slash interest rates again, Kim, because of that slightly cooler than expected data last week. We've got a lot of earnings this week, a lot of technology names coming out here this week, of course, with earnings in the Magnificent Seven. We've got Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta Platforms, and even Microsoft all releasing their third quarter results here this week. So we're going to have to pay attention to what earnings, you know, how things play out this week. We've got a lot of other companies, of course, also reporting, not just technology names. So there we have it for the week. Also, big deal here this morning, mentioning that Lululemon is looking to partner with the NFL on apparel. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out with Lululemon now getting involved with their partnership in the NFL, Kim. So there we have it for an exciting morning, at least pre-market morning here this Monday morning. We'll have to see how things fare for the remainder of the day, and I look forward to rejoining you all on Wednesday morning, Kim.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move. Improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get special on any new addition. AES. Experience. Integrity. Results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Sell your your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value, or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes, convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the unfortunate tragedy of a 7-year-old boy that was shot while riding in his car on Reisterstown Road, actually. And Marty in the text line asked a great question. How close was this to the 5-year-old that was shot in August? Marty, I got to take a look at the cross streets there, but I would assume not too far because that happened right by Pimlico as well. And I believe you're referring to the 5-year-old that was shot in the hand as they were sitting on the porch eating crabs with the rest of their family, and gunfire erupted. But I will take a look at that. I also got another text here from Brenda because, as I was teasing there at 11 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about this $6 million possibly slated for a delinquent nonprofit coming from the governor's office. And Brenda noted, she says, look, I'm an officer at a nonprofit. We never had anyone on payroll, but I am an accountant and I file our documents. If you are not in good standing, you cannot even apply for a grant. This is ridiculous. Retired state employees lost their prescription program because they don't have the money. Yeah, Brenda, it's crazy what they find the money for, right? It's very interesting what they find money for. But yeah, we will talk about that 11 o'clock hour, and I'm right there with you. It's unfortunate because you're right. If you're not in good standing, and think about how nonprofits have to operate. You have to make sure that everything is on file right there in your office, because anybody at any point in time can come in and ask to look at your books. And you're telling me, obviously, that many of these nonprofits, including the one where the mayor's wife, Hannah Scott, where she's the COO, they're not in good standing either. Delinquent, receiving money from the city. This is all taxpayer dollars. All right, we get back. I did just want to touch and close up the conversation on the 7-year-old boy who was unfortunately injured riding past a shooting in his car. Then, of course, I want to give a shout out to the great trunk or treat I attended at the Lady Queen of Peace. And also, we're going to talk about an update out of Canton with the jewelry store owner. You probably remember he shot an intruder, and we were waiting to see if that was self-defense.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After departing Malaysia, President Trump has now arrived in Japan, where he's meeting with the country's newly minted prime minister in Tokyo later today. After Japan, Mr. Trump will visit South Korea. During that time, he will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping amid reports of a good deal of progress on a trade agreement between the U.S. and China. The Category 5 hurricane called Melissa, winds of just shy of 150 miles per hour, is bearing down on Jamaica. The winds have been picking up, torrential rain has been falling, and the island's 2 airports are closed. The government shutdown is in day 27 today. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicts more flight delays and flight cancellations as air traffic controllers work without pay. On Wall Street at the opening bell, stocks are higher. More details at SRNNews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Gary Stein on sports.
No Lamar yesterday, no problem.
It's a moving pocket. Snoop throws a deep ball and makes the connection with Bateman. And he's tackled at the 30-yard line. That's exactly what John Harbaugh was looking for.
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS. In his five seasons with Baltimore, Tyler Huntley was 3-7, including the playoffs, as a fill-in starter for Lamar. But he was on his game yesterday with his arm and with his legs, leading Baltimore to a 30-16 win over the Bears. Post-game comments from his head coach.
The way he played that game, 116-plus quarterback rating, ran the offense, ran the ball, completed passes, just kept great poise in critical moments, finished the game.
And then there was the Ravens' defense, putting pressure on Bears quarterback Caleb Williams, defensive back Nate Wiggins with a key interception.
We're not too happy, but we happy. We got to go out. We know we got to keep winning and keep going. Head down, man.
Ravens snap a four-game losing streak, watch all three others lose in the division, and now head to Miami for a Thursday night encounter with the Dolphins. Sources telling ESPN last night that the Orioles are finalizing a deal with Guardians associate manager Craig Albernaz to be their next manager. Albernaz, 42 years of age, considered one of the most highly respected young coaches in the game, would bring a reputation of forging strong relationships with younger players. He had a 9-year playing career as a catcher himself, never making it to the majors. Coming up in 30 minutes, another audio gem to get your week started. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
From the Fox 45 Weather Center, as we head into the afternoon, temperatures will reach the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Tonight it gets chilly as we drop to the 30s and low 40s. Then tomorrow it's back to the upper 50s and low 60s with mostly cloudy skies. We'll have our next chance of showers on Wednesday. Then after that, get ready for the chance of heavy rain on Thursday before we dry out into Halloween. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Of course, I wanted to wrap up the conversation about the 7-year-old that was shot. And just an innocent 7-year-old riding by in a family vehicle was unfortunately hit by a stray bullet. Another man was killed. They still do not know to this hour if that man was the intended target or not. But I'm sure we'll learn more in the coming days. I just wanted to say, if there was ever a case in saying that we need the National Guard, I would think that this might be an example. This is an example. I mean, you wouldn't have people just, you know, spraying bullets in the air, you know, wherever they like, if they had the National Guard standing right there. Just saying. Okay? Just saying. And I'm not saying that the National Guard is there to arrest people or do anything like that. But when they're there with their long guns, they're not going to be, you know, you're not going to have this drive-by situation. And, Marty, it does look like the shooting that happened with the 5-year-old, it does look like it was not too far away. Oh, Marty, look, there's a text line already. 2.2 miles between the shootings. Yeah, not too far away at all. Unfortunately, that's a dangerous area. And look, we talked about this before. The tax dollars going into Pimlico's rebuild, stupid decision. Stupid. That neighborhood is like a toilet. I'm sorry if you live over there. I'm just being honest. It's a terrible neighborhood. And so unfortunately, if you've got this rebuild, you got this revitalization of Pimlico Racecourse, but you're not doing anything with the surrounding neighborhood, it's still Pimlico Racecourse in a terrible neighborhood. It's like, that doesn't change. That doesn't change. Of course, we had all weekend, of course, our Democrat leaders that are just so great in the state. They're still talking about the housing shortage. I will never understand that conversation. You've got 15,000 vacant homes sitting sitting right now vacant in Baltimore City. Yeah, you're crying about a housing problem. I'm sorry, it's a tough sell for me. You also have a situation where we see the numbers as the population continues to decline. So it's like, do you have a housing shortage or do you have a shortage in housing where you could stick illegal immigrants? I mean, let's be specific here. Don't just, you know, gaslight me and tell me that there's a housing shortage. You are talking about a specific kind of housing. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about Section 8. You're talking about taxpayer-funded housing. You're talking about housing projects. You're talking about the housing that Mamdani wants in New York City. Let's be honest with these conversations, okay? Don't talk in circles around me. I'm not buying it. You know, it's the same thing. And I got a text here. It says, I guess it's time for another crime walk in the Park Heights area. Yeah, because that works. That works. It took everything in me because, of course, we had the crime walk last week in Middle River, which I appreciate them coming out, by the way. I do, because that gas station is a hot mess. But, you know, it's like even speaking to the police chief and he's like, well, you know, basically saying we do have resources coming to the area. It took everything in me to say I don't speak, you know, phony Democrat. You got to be specific. What do you mean by resources coming to the area? What the hell does that mean? You know what I mean? They'll say this stuff all the time. I want to reimagine. We're sending resources. We have, you know, community partners, wraparound services. Shut up. Shut up. Tell me what it is. What are you talking about? Be specific. You're using my tax dollars. Be specific. Because when you say that, it sounds like a bunch of mumbo jumbo and nobody knows what you're talking about. That's what it sounds like. Anyways, I do want to give you guys an update. Two weeks ago, we were talking about the shooting at the jewelry store in Canton. If you recall, and I'll pull this up too, because I want to make sure that I give you all the details here. But if you recall, there was a shop owner in Canton, and it's very unfortunate, by the way. The shop owner in Canton, he was in the shop at the time. An intruder comes in, and unfortunately, you know, and some of this was caught on a Ring camera. And unfortunately, this intruder comes in and he busts a glass through the front door of this shop, okay? And so he goes in and the owner of the shop was right there. If you remember, the owner of the shop, he was right there and he said, come any further and I'll shoot. And then all of a sudden he did the warning shot. Remember? You remember this? Is this ringing a bell? Well, there's been an update, and there's been a couple updates on my end, because I was very shocked to see this. But on Saturday, I received a text message saying that the shop owner will not be charged. That's what I was told on Saturday, via text message from a source that is very close to the shop owner himself. Okay. So, of course, when I saw that, I was very relieved. I was like, oh, great. He's not going to be charged. It's amazing. Okay. And then I saw something else on Sunday, just yesterday, and it was in the Baltimore Sun. It says this, Baltimore police and the city's top prosecutor are at odds over the status of an investigation into a shooting this month at a Canton jewelry store, in which the shooter claimed self-defense during the robbery. Now, police told the Baltimore Sun on Friday that the Canton shooting and a separate self-defense shooting that occurred last month in West Baltimore had been deemed, quote-unquote, justified. But on Sunday, State's Attorney Ivan Bates said the Canton case, in which a man was killed, was still, quote, very much an open investigation, and that it is up to his office to make such a call, not the Baltimore Police Department. Okay, so State's Attorney Ivan Bates told the Sun, he says, at this point in time, we do not understand why BPD would say it was justified. It is an open investigation where we are still obtaining information. We have to try these cases, not BPD. Now, the Sun goes on to say the shootings and the dispute over the investigation underscore the difficulties of understanding the right to use deadly force in the state of Maryland, which we talk about all the time, right? It says the lines are blurry. Three attorneys told the Sun because Maryland does not have a criminal statute outlining what constitutes as self-defense. So there you have it. So, of course, like I said, I received what I thought was good news on Saturday via text message. And then on Sunday, I see this from the Baltimore Sun in saying that Ivan Bates, the state's attorney, said, whoa, 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 whoa. This case is still open. So right now, the shop owner, I guess, does not have any pending charges. Okay, that's a right now. But for BPD to tell the shop owner that he's been cleared, and the state's attorney saying otherwise, that's interesting, to say the least. That is very interesting. Now, many of us have discussed this. Like I said, we talked to Brian Fletcher at Free State Gun Range. Thank you again, Brian, when he called in that morning, I should say, to talk more about it in depth. Because it is. It's very confusing here in the state of Maryland on what you can do when someone breaks into your store or even your home. And I asked the question before, and I still don't know because, it's not been made public. I haven't seen anything. I asked the question before, does it make a difference if the shop owner possibly lives there, right? If there was possibly an apartment there. I still see no confirmation that he lives there or that he does not live there. That question has not been asked or it just has not been answered. But in every report that I've seen, I have not seen whether or not that was actually his residence. Because I would think if it was his home and the shop, I would think that he, would have, again, more on his side of this case as far as self-defense. Because it goes into the Castle Doctrine, right? See, this is very confusing. Now, I did learn myself that the gentleman, the shop owner, is in his 70s and that getting around is not as easy as it used to be, if you could imagine. And of course, when we spoke to Brian Fletcher at Free State Gun Range, he said, things like that could factor in to the case and to the charges. But here we are. Here we are. So if you saw the post saying that the Canton shop owner was cleared of any charges, I just wanted to let you know State Attorney Ivan Bates, as of yesterday, said that that is not the case. That is not the case. It is still an open investigation. And you know what? My heart breaks a little for the shop owner. Because here he is. He's basically in limbo with all of this. And it's sad because, you would think when you have an intruder, and again, you had many people in the neighborhood already stating that that wasn't the first time that they've had a robbery such as the one that happened that night on that block. Okay, it happened recently. Of course, if you want to weigh in into this conversation, you definitely can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And, just kind of like a little question for you here. When you go out and you get your gun and your license, you got all your permits, everything is straightened out, and you have an intruder like this in the middle of the night. Because remember, this isn't like broad daylight where possibly the owner had good vision. That was not the case either. This person was breaking in around 1 o'clock in the morning. It was pitch black. The owner had to awaken, or was he in there working? Again, we don't know. We don't know if he stays there. But it was 1 o'clock in the morning. If you're hearing glass shattering, you actually say to the person, hey, stop, I'm in here. You give a warning shot, which many of us were very concerned about the warning shot aspect. But he gave the warning shot. The intruder still continued to come into his shop. And then that's when I believe he defended himself. See, this is what I think deters people from wanting to own a gun in the state of Maryland. And it's sad. And it's, we have the Second Amendment, and you would think that you have the right to the Second Amendment, but you've got states like here in Maryland, and this is so funny to me, too, because we always hear, Republicans are trying to take away your rights. Trump is trying to take away your rights. Remember, we hear that every election cycle, right? According to Democrats, we're always coming for somebody's rights. But just think about your Second Amendment right while living in the state of Maryland. It's almost non-existent. That's your right. Let's go to this phone lines here. I've got Dave in Baltimore. Hey, Dave, what say you on this?
Hey, how you going? Great listening to you.
Thank you.
So living it for 30-plus years, use of force, teaching it. I believe there is case law, and I'm driving to D.C., so I don't have it in front of me, but there's case law. There was an incident, I believe, in Glen Burnie where a shopkeeper was being burglarized, so they lied in wait, and there was a deadly force incident where they were cleared. And I don't have the reference in front of me, but also in the Maryland law, it indicates that a person that takes that action, it cannot be sued civilly for those actions. But I think it's very clear. It's really strange how the prosecutor's office says it's still under investigation and someone else says they're cleared, but I think he will clearly be dismissed from that type of charge.
I would think so, too. And Dave, and I also factor in, I guess, and this is something that they would look at, is his age. You know, it is interesting that the prosecutor said that it wasn't cleared, but BPD did clear it. Do you have any knowledge on how something like that could have happened?
So how they have a disagreement, or at least haven't come to the same conclusion?
Yeah, how could they have not come to the same conclusion on this one? Because that worries me a bit.
Yeah, I've not seen that before, to be honest with you. But I'm going to say on the Castle Doctrine, as I believe the case law says it extends over to their business, is that, you know, I teach it as somebody's not breaking in to have a cup of tea with you.
Right.
So your life's in danger, fear for your life, and if you want to add all the mitigating circumstances as age and ability to move around, I think that's just on top of it all. But, you know, you have a right to defend yourself in that situation, period.
Yeah. Well, Dave, thank you for calling in. I guess we'll keep our eyes on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'll take a look and see if I can find that Glen Burnie shooting in which he's referring to. I'll continue to go to the phone lines here. I've got Eric in Gibson Island. Hey, Eric.
Sorry. The previous caller, he answered one of the questions.
Okay.
And then I'm curious, is there a video of this gentleman you said in the neighborhood previous break-ins, or is that totally different?
So they don't know if that's the same intruder. The only video that they had on this that I saw was the Ring camera video from across the street from the shop, and that only that video only showed when he was breaking in the front door and shattering the glass. So from my understanding, there is no video that I've seen yet of inside of the shop.
Okay. So yeah. The intent for the guy to break in, I mean, he's already broke in. He's coming in. So.
Right.
The guy did the right thing in my eyes, and I don't see why it's a big difference in investigation, that's all.
Yeah, same here. Eric, we'll continue to watch it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
I mean, look, it's perplexing. How could the BPD, how could they arrive at a different conclusion than the state's attorney? I don't know. I really, truly don't know. We'll continue to go to the phone lines. It's very, very interesting. You know what? And a lot of you texted in and you called in and you were worried for this shop owner. And here are the reasons why. I've got Michael in Anne Arundel County. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. What say you on this one?
So back in 2003, I had someone break into my house. Now, this was my house. It wasn't a business. And basically, I was awoken by my wife to go look for it. I found them in my basement. I held them there at gunpoint till the police got there. There was no need for me to shoot him. But I did ask the district attorney up there that, you know, what would have happened if I did have to shoot him? And it was basically said that they would have to look at it. And if they felt that I could have been able to go back to my bedroom and call the police and let them come take care of it, that would have been what should have been done.
Ridiculous. Are you serious?
Yep. No, that's exactly. That's exactly. The young man ended up straightening his life out, I found out. But I did run into a Delaware detective who was running a gun shop at the time up in the Northeast. And he told me that you need to, if you happen to shoot somebody, you better make sure there's plenty of bullet holes in the wall where you shot. Otherwise, they're going to say, well, it only took you one shot to drop him. Couldn't you have hurt him?
Oh, my goodness. See, and Michael, this is what everybody fears, right? And so they were expecting you to retreat, go back to your bedroom, but you know your wife wouldn't have allowed that, right?
No,
you know she would not have allowed that.
I'll be honest, yeah, as a homeowner, you don't know. And,
yeah.
And I hate to say, being in that situation, I reviewed what I did. There were some things I shouldn't have done. And in some ways, yes, the police, that's their job to come in and take care of that. But at the same time, You don't know, if you don't think this stuff out or know what you need to know beforehand, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And I know I don't have a carry permit. I don't want to get a carry permit. But people who have them, they better know what they need to do.
Yeah.
And all these insurances out there that people get, you have to read that too. I understand that if you do not follow the law, they can drop you off of that insurance policy real fast.
Well, Michael, I appreciate you calling in and sharing your story. It probably helps a lot of people. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It's not even about Republican or Democrat. It's about basic, simple, common sense. You know, another one with the transgender issue and, you know, the right of men to play women's sports and be in women's locker rooms. I mean, this kind of madness. And the same thing I'm telling you in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I am telling you, Abigail Spanberger is bad news. Now, what's fascinating in both races is the DNC is panicked. They're throwing hundreds of millions of last-minute dollars into both races. That means their internal polling shows exactly what Matt Towery and Robert Cahaly had picked up. And that is their poll has New Jersey a one-point race.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now and make the switch. #250, keyword save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteo.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, good morning to you. And we're talking about the shop owner in Canton. Remember 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the fact that this jewelry shop owner had intruder at his door at the shop. Again, at the shop at 1 a.m. The intruder breaks in. The shop owner fires a warning shot. The intruder continues to break in, and the shop owner then shoots and kills the intruder. BPD over the weekend told the shop owner that he was cleared of charges, but as of yesterday, the state's attorney, Ivan Bates, says, whoa, 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 this is an open investigation. He has not been cleared. So now we're discussing. I've got Mike in Chestertown. Hey, Mike, what say you on this one?
Yeah, as a shop owner, you've got to worry about this type of thing happening, but on the same aspect with the guns, you don't know how things go. So, are you still there?
Yep.
And so what we do in our store is we actually have cans of wasp spray that sprays 25 feet. And that way, if someone does come in without a gun, I'm not going to confront someone with a gun, but if they come in and try to do anything, come in the face, they're going to go.
Okay, so you use other than a gun to try to defend your shop. Yeah, I guess if the intruder has the gun, then what happens, Mike?
Then I give them anything they want.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, have insurance.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that that's part of the case here. Well, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good one. I've got Tom in Owings Mills. Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Yeah, Kim, it could be that Ivan Bates is anticipating that the shop will be considered a dwelling house. But he's a little vague on how the common law burglary statute with respect to self-defense would be applied in Maryland. So that he's trying to create a test case. He's hoping to force the Maryland State Legislature to better define by statute what the position is on self-defense. And then it could be kicked up to a higher court, and a higher court might have to address whether Maryland's position is constitutional. Wow. But always remember, in any case, there's something called jury nullification. If the jury just thinks that this shop owner was in the right, and they basically are the last resort, they can make the law. In Maryland, the jury can make the law in an individual case. And there isn't a lot the judge can do. If the judge thinks the jury verdict is entirely irrational, he'll probably call for a new trial. Then if the new trial jury backs up the first jury, he'll figure, well, that's probably what any jury would do. And if not, then it could get kicked up to a higher court. But the jury always has the power in any individual case to decide what the law is.
Got you, Tom. Thank you so much for that information. I appreciate you. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. I also have the question of the day for you and, of course, lots of other local topics.
Paycheck replacement is a concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp., member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. After departing Malaysia, President Trump is now in Japan, where he'll be meeting with the country's newly minted prime minister this evening.
I think the key thing is to reiterate how important Japan is to the United States. The fact that this is their deeply rooted, most strategic partner in the region. And it's militarily strategic, of course, because Japan hosts the biggest number of U.S. troops abroad in U.S. bases here, but also economically, because Japan pumps in billions and billions of dollars into the U.S. economy. And of course, under the U.S. tariff deal, they've promised even more investments, $550 billion. So expect Donald Trump to frame this as a win for the American economy, for American jobs.
The BBC's Shima Halil says that after Japan, Mr. Trump visits South Korea midweek, and during his time there, he'll meet with Chinese President Xi amid reports of significant progress on a trade deal. Category 5, Hurricane Melissa is bearing down on Jamaica. The winds have been picking up, torrential rain falling, and the island's two airports are closed. Government shutdown, day 27. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicts more flight delays, more flight cancellations as air traffic controllers work without pay.
My job is to keep the airspace safe. And so if I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic. And that's why you see the delays in the system. And the job number one is, again, get people to where they're going